Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Zayin and Parak Hey Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Hey Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah began a discussion of Lifnei Iver as it pertains to the laws of Shemitah. The Mishnah gave us a whole list of kalim, of farming utensils that are not allowed to be sold to an Am Haaretz, to someone who's uneducated in the area of Shemitah, because we're concerned that if you sell him or give many of these farming implements, then he's going to use them to farm his field during Shemitah, which is prohibited. You're not allowed to give someone something that he's going to use to do an Aveira, where you know that he's going to do the Aveira. And the Mishnah gave us the rule that if it's an implement, if it's a farming utensil that you know for a fact can only be used to farm a field which is usur, which is prohibited during Shemitah, then you are not allowed to sell that item to him during Shemitah. However, the Mishnah taught us, if it's something that could be used for a prohibited purpose to farm the field, but it could also be used for a purpose that is permitted, then you are allowed to sell him that item, because we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that he's not going to use it for the prohibited purpose. So we're continuing that discussion here with Parakei Mishnah Zayin and Parakei Mishnah Ches, as we continue discussing Lifnei Iver in the realm of the Shemitah year. Says the Mishnah, Hayotzer Mocher Chamesh, Kadeh Shemen, V'chamesh Esrei, Kadeh Yayin. A potter, someone who makes various jugs and containers, is permitted, he's allowed to sell five jugs that could hold oil, or 15 jugs that could hold wine, to an Am Haaretz during Shemitah. Shekein Darko L'Havim in a Hefker, because this is the right amount that it would make sense for a person to take. We know that you're allowed to go to a field during a Shemitah and take food, and take oil, and take wine, and take produce in your jugs. Anything, it's all considered to be Hefker. It's all considered to be ownerless. So says the Mishnah, you're allowed to sell this amount to an Am Haaretz, because we assume that he's just going to go and he's going to take the food that's Hefker, that's ownerless, from random fields during Shemitah. However, v'imhevi yoser mikan, and if he says, the Mishnah, if he brings more than this, even if he brings more than five jugs that could hold oil, or more than 15 jugs that could hold wine, then mutter, it's still mutter, says the Mishnah. The reason why the first line of the Mishnah said that you can't do it is because we're concerned that maybe he's going to go to a field and that's being worked, and he's going to save up, he's going to store produce during Shemitah, which you're not allowed to do. But says the Mishnah, if he already brought the produce and he already has it there, then you're allowed to sell him more, because we assume that whatever he did bring is fine. B'di'evet, after the fact, you can sell it to him. L'chatchila, hopefully you don't do so, but b'di'evet, if he does bring all of these produce that requires more than five jugs of oil or more than 15 jugs that could hold wine, then it's mutter to do so, because again, we're giving him the benefit of the doubt. Finishes off the Mishnah with two final halachos, umocher legoy ba'aretz, and you're allowed to certainly sell any amount of jugs to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, because the halachos of Shemitah don't apply to a non-Jew, and we're not concerned that perhaps the non-Jew is going to then sell these jugs to a Jew, as the Bar Tanura points out, who's then going to violate Shemitah. We're not concerned about that. Uli Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, and you're allowed to sell any amount of these jugs to a Jew in the diaspora, in exile, outside of Eretz Yisrael, because there too, there's no halacha of Shemitah in chutz la'aretz, and we're not concerned that this Jew is going to take all of your jugs, come to Eretz Yisrael, and take produce and store produce that was worked on during Shemitah. So in all of these cases, you're allowed to do it. Again, we're just being concerned regarding the Am Haaretz as much as we possibly can. Says the, continuing with Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Lo yimkor lo parach hareshes b'shvius. You're not allowed to sell a cow that is generally used for plowing during the Shemitah year. You're not allowed to do it because we assume, says Beis Shammai, that the only reason why a person would buy such a cow is to plow, and you can't plow your field during Shemitah, so you can't sell such a cow to an Am Haaretz. Ubeis Hillel matirin, but Beis Hillel says you absolutely can do such a thing. You can sell your cow to an Am Haaretz, even though it's only used for plowing. Why? Mipnei shu yachol l'shachata. Because, says Beis Hillel, not only could it be used for plowing, it could also be shechta. Maybe he wants to eat cow. Maybe he's going to shech the cow. Therefore, Beis Hillel says that you are allowed to sell a cow that's only used for plowing to an Am Haaretz, because we assume that he's going to use it to shechta and eat it. Now, the reason why Beis Shammai does not agree with Beis Hillel is because Beis Shammai assumes that no one's going to take a special, unique cow that's so big and so strong that it could be used for plowing and shecht. You're not going to shecht such a cow. And therefore, Beis Shammai disagrees with Beis Hillel. Continues the Mishnah, Mocher lo peros afilu b'shas hazera. You're allowed to sell various produce to a Naam HaAretz during Shemitah, even during the time when it's usually a plant and when people would usually plant fruits. Why? As the Bartanura explains, because even though it's possible that he might use it to plant, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that no, he's not using it to plant, rather he's using it to eat. He wants the fruits to eat, not to plant, and therefore you're allowed to sell such fruits to him during Shemitah, even when people are planting in the, when people would ordinarily be planting in their field. Continues the Mishnah, Mashil lo se'aso. And you're allowed to lend him a saw of measurements, a measuring spoon, a measuring implement that would measure a saw. Afal pi shehu yodea sheyesh legoron, even though you know that he has a threshing floor in his home, and often what they would do with this saw, they would measure out various produce to store it, to keep it, which you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. But we assume, as the Bartanura points out, no, that the reason why he's measuring it is for grinding, which means that he's going to eat it right then and there. But you're certainly allowed to. You're allowed to measure something for grinding that you're going to eat during Shemitah. You just can't measure it to store it, which you're not allowed to do. So we're going to once again give him the benefit of the doubt that you're allowed to lend him this measuring utensil because he's using it to measure the amount that he wants to grind, not the amount that he wants to store. Continues the Mishnah, uporet lo ma'os, and he's allowed to change ma'os into prutos. Ma'os are larger coins, and you're allowed to change them into smaller coins for him. Afal pishu yodea sheyesh lapolim, even though you know that he has workers, and workers are often getting paid smaller amounts, so you're concerned maybe he wants to do this exchange in order to pay his workers. But again, you could use money for any purpose. You could want change for any purpose, and therefore you're allowed to do it, even though you know that he has workers. Final line of the Mishnah, the Chulan Beferish. But if in any of these cases the Am HaAretz says explicitly that I want the cow in order to plow, or I want the saw, the measuring saw, in order to store, or I want the change in order to pay my workers, and so on and so forth, asur. In all of these cases, then it's completely and totally asur to do so, because then in that case you know for a fact that he wants to use that item for a prohibited purpose, and you're not allowed to help him perform an avera. Quick review, Parakeh Mishnah Zayin discussed the case of a potter, which said that generally speaking, lechatchila, you should only give someone enough jugs so that I could have 5 jugs of oil or 15 jugs of wine, because we assume that's how much a person generally uses to take food from hefker, which you're allowed to do. But the Mishnah did say that if someone already has more fruits than that, more produce, then you assume that hopefully they didn't take fruit in an usher way. Perhaps they took it from a hefker field in a mutter way during Shemitah, and therefore you're allowed to give them the jugs that they're asking for. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that you're allowed to sell fruits to you're allowed to sell these jugs to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to sell them to a Jew in Chutz La'aretz, because again, we assume a non-Jew, not included in the laws of Shemitah, a Jew in Chutz La'aretz, not included in the laws of Shemitah, and we're not concerned that they're going to either come to Eretz Yisrael in the case of the Jew in Chutz La'aretz, and we're not concerned that the non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael is going to sell it to Jews in Eretz Yisrael, who are going to use it in a prohibited way. And then Perakei Mishnah Ches began a discussion, continued the discussion regarding this Lifnei Iver conversation, and according to Machlokas between Bishamah and Yisrael, can you sell a cow that is used exclusively for plowing to a Namar? Bishamah said absolutely not, because the only reason why a person would want such a thing is to plow with it. Basila says it's permitted, because he said no, that you could also want a Shachta, which is permitted. And then the Mishnah concluded with a few final halachos in this regard. You're allowed to sell produce to an Am HaAretz even when people are planting, because we assume that he's going to simply use it to eat. You're allowed to sell a measuring utensil for a saw, even if you know that he has a threshing floor in his home, because we assume that he's going to use that measuring utensil for the grinding of the food, for eating of the food, not for the storing of the food. And then the Mishnah said that you are allowed to exchange larger coins for smaller coins, even though you know that he has workers, because we're not concerned that he's going to be paying them for working his field during Shemitah. And in all of these cases, the Mishnah concluded by saying that if he explicitly says that he's using the utensil or he's using the item for an asur, for a prohibited purpose, then you're not allowed to give it to him, because again, lifna iver would apply. But again, the general principle is that if the only option is that he's using it for a prohibited purpose, then you're not allowed to give it to him. But if there is a strong possibility or a possibility at all that he's using it for a permitted purpose, then you are permitted to give him that item. Have a great day.